EscapeRoadStudios.com with Lee and Frank LePaul. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on EscapeRoadStudios.com. And now, here's your host, Lee.
I can hear myself. These are new headsets here.
Hello.
Can you hear yourself? Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's either that I'm losing my hearing.
How you like that intro?
Good.
Sexy shit, huh? Will you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
Yeah. Frank, would you do me, Frank?
Maybe, maybe I'd do you.
Look at me in the eye,
maybe,
Frank.
Maybe.
Would you do me, maybe?
No, I'd fuck me.
Come on, man.
I'd fuck me.
All right.
You help me with the couch.
Hey, you know what? I'm looking here and they didn't finish the art.
Dude, this is crazy.
We are here at SkewRoadStudios.com and we are at a new spot, new place. They're doing some artwork on the walls. And so far, I like the purple. I got a feeling that it's going to be like some Lakers. Something about LA
Lakers.
And Skid Row. What a mix. Yeah.
Do you know who's doing it?
I have no idea. Jeremy got him. But we want to thank everybody for listening to Piñata Hour. This is your host, Lee, and I got Frank LePaul. He just found... did you find good parking?
Yeah, around the block.
Yeah, it's a bitch
it's
parking
a bitch,
out here in
dude.
Los Angeles, man, downtown. And we also have the Vim Dicta here. I got...
Matt.
Corey.
David.
David, Corey, and... The guy with the band-aid on his face.
Matt, yeah.
Yeah, he's busy right now. He's I don't know, he's playing. What are you playing?
I'm actually just telling people to listen to Piñata Hour.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Good messages.
Yeah.
So I got the Vim Dicta here in our studios. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us.
My name is Lee.
Hello,
and this
Lee.
Is Frank.
Hola.
Frank.
And okay. This segment is brought to you by Tecate.
Delight.
Not really, I just got it from Circle K. But...
Amazing.
Oh, this is good.
Refreshing.
Oh.
So we got the Vindicta here tonight, and also we're going to have Jay Gallagher. And guess what happened? Go ahead, give us some news report, flash news. What happened to him?
Well, he texted me on the way here, and he's like, can you tell Lee that I locked my keys in my car? And I'll be there around 7:15.
Okay, so what time is it right now?
7:05.
So we're going to give him
10
more minutes. He doesn't have to be here on time because this is a Skid Row, so you never...
There's no time.
You're never on time on
Skid Row. I'm not even on time.
Yeah, I wasn't even on time.
Yeah.
How about you, Sonia? Were you on time? Yeah, she's
all
on time. She's here. She's running this chip.
Where's Big Chain, man?
Oh, Big Chain?
Yeah.
He's just sitting somewhere smoking a cigar.
That's good.
That's good.
He's in traffic right now.
That's what he said.
LA's
he's at home right now.
LA's back to normal,
toilet.
Little by little.
Huh?
LA's back to normal, little by little, with the traffic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said earlier that we're back on robot
mode. Dude,
robot
I was like on... I was
are
on
you guys,
vacation,
are you guys back
man.
In robot?
No,
you feel like a robot?
No, robot.
You don't got some
9 to 5? I am.
Yeah, the 9 to 5, yeah.
Cyborg.
Program. I think I'm a robot, but...
You're half
I'm
robot,
like intelligent,
half human.
I'm like artificial intelligence.
Or like the $6 million man.
Yeah. More like a billion man.
Billion dollar man.
Yeah.
All right.
I spend a lot of money on my... a lot of money. But anyway, so I have the Vim Dicta here.
Yeah.
And what's up, guys? Thank you and welcome.
How's
for
it going?
Out.
Hey.
Yeah. Are you guys nervous? I see you guys shaking.
Yeah.
Don't really? Shake.
No,
we're not nervous. Or
I got a couple questions about you guys.
Sweet.
I have not seen you live, but I heard so much about you guys. I was like, I just gotta get them. I just gotta have them come here.
Really?
That's yeah, yeah.
Flattering.
Yeah,
you
yeah. Thank great. You.
And then I heard the music. You know, first I go by looks first. I don't listen to the music. I just go. I look at the photos first.
Well, that alone is very good because.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so just us look made you want to look at it.
My friend, a couple friends of mine, they were like, hey, check this band. I was like, all right, check the band. I was like, oh, I like it. We got to bring some psycho, is that what you call it?
Psycho groove.
Yeah.
Coined by Corey. Corey, psycho groove.
Why psych, like, why you call it that?
Well, it's like psychedelic is where psycho comes from. Even though we're not completely psychedelic. It's and then groove is kind of like.
Have you guys done shrooms or any?
No.
What is that?
Because that's when you become officially psycho.
Oh, like on steak, steak and mushrooms, like.
maybe.
Portobello mushroom burger.
Yeah, we've had some of those.
I like those.
I just find a good connect that if you guys want some shrooms, I can just,
my
make it happen.
I think people on shrooms would really like
our music. So what? I'm sorry.
People on shrooms would really like our music.
Yeah.
Of course. They're going to like anything.
I guess anything, yeah.
They're going to like anything.
It's always been a grand scheme of ours to sneak some acid in a fog machine at one of our concerts.
Dose everybody.
Talking about acid, I had a friend that just came back from up north and got some cheap acid.
Wow.
And they were like, are you tripping? They looked at each other. Are you tripping? No, I'm not tripping. Are you tripping? And they find out it wasn't really.
It was nothing.
That's
just a shame.
Yeah. I know. They thought they were going to make some money out of it, too. So.
Who does acid nowadays?
I don't know.
I mean,
my friend,
that's like
I guess.
So 90s.
My friend? I don't know. It's funny.
I don't know, man.
The guys just show it to them. It's like, hey, you want some acid?
If it was 1992.
Just a piece of paper.
Well, you know what? People have been smoking weed since
the beginning of 16. Time.
They still do it. It's just now more powerful, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
it's like some Viagra on it. So. It's weird. Today's weed is different. Anyways.
Yeah, super weed.
Okay, so going back, so you guys make that town. I heard a couple of your performance. I saw the one on Frankie's.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Who came up with that name? The Vim thing.
Oh, well, we actually changed our name. It used to be the Film Noir. And
oh,
then
okay.
It was confusing and all that, so we decided to change it, and we anagrammed our names together, and, like, there was a giant list of, like, different words, and I sort of, like, mixed and matched them
right.
And came out with a Vim Dicta. And right. Vim means, like, life, vitality, energy, and Dicta means, like, an assertion or a statement, so...
Ooh.
Someone was like, statement of life at one of our shows or something.
Why?
So you do the vocals and guitar.
Yeah.
Are you the one that write the most of the songs or?
Everybody
pitch in.
Yeah.
We're pretty trifecta on that aspect.
Yeah.
To the trifecta.
It started out with just me and
on
him.
On the music, yeah.
And then now we write all together.
I like how he flows on drums. I like how you flow on drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm a drummer too myself.
David's a drum player.
Oh, yeah,
he's a drum player. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
well, they can't see, so, like, you know, let's pretend exactly. I'm doing it right. A good choice.
Yes, okay. I'm the drummer.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Frank. I'm the DJ. He's the host.
No, that's awesome. You've been playing drums, you said earlier, a long time.
Yeah, I play drums.
I dig that.
I like to bang
the skin.
Bang stuff. Bang
like
on the
bang.
Drum all day.
Yeah. I like banging. Okay, so...
gang banging.
We saw an NC-17 movie last night, and it had something to do with just terrible sexual acts.
What was it called?
It was called Shame.
Who's in it?
Michael Fassbender.
Yes. How is that? How is it?
Who's that? It was really fucked
up.
It's a crazy movie. I need to see it.
Hold on. Let me Google that shit.
Just human interaction I just never thought could be captured accurately on film, like those just like little looks and that weird extended awkward moment that you never get to see it in theaters.
Huh.
Did you dig it though?
Yeah, it's kind of like,
I did dig it. It was definitely
something refreshing.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
My sister just texted me. It's Michael Fassbender.
That's what I said though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying you didn't, but.
Cool.
Yeah,
so we got one listener. Yes. Yeah. We have a listener right now.
There's someone listening.
Someone listening. Yeah. Yeah.
Fassbender. I like that.
$2.
I'm going to change my name to Frank Fassbender.
Frank. Well, where did you get your name? Frank Leopold?
That's my middle name, Leopoldo. That's actually my great grandfather's name.
Oh, that's
I just
right.
dropped the O. Make it sound cool.
Really? My real name is Sean Xun Juan.
Okay.
But I changed it to Lisandro Vegas. So
okay.
Because
yeah.
I look Hispanic. Oh, with this now I look
Hispanic. Now
you
look
like. Yeah, I look like. Dominate.
Don't go to the airport.
Yeah. Cool. All right, listen, we're going to come back to you guys and hopefully we see Jake Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he has AAA so they can.
Yeah, he said he called them, so.
Oh, okay.
He's good.
All right, we got something to talk about. So, what you got in the mix? Hey, by the way, I wanted, I got these flyers over there for you.
Orale.
Your homie.
Ya pasó. He's supposed to swing by, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, so what do you have? What do you have coming up this week? Are you playing anywhere or somewhere?
No, not at the moment.
No.
No. We're still figuring out the echo. See what's going on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But that's keeps.
Yeah, yeah, it keeps going. I don't know what's going on though. I'll find out like a week before the show.
All right, cool, man. I gotta stop by and check it out, man.
You missed last one, but.
I know, man. So many parties.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Frank LaPaul. He's gonna have a. He just said, and we're going to come back with the awesome. Vindicta. We have some of you tracks. This is Piñata Hour, and this is Frank LaPaul.
Suelta suave el animal con la mano en la cabeza y una bala en la conciencia. Niño, mamá, el presidente. presidente, niño bomba la nación.
Niño bomba presidente, niño bomba la nación.
Niño bomba presidente, niño bomba la nación.
Thank you. something stirred within me. You were standing sultry in the rain. If I could have held you, I would have held you. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God. I hope to God. And I hope to God I'm not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God. I hope to God. For you, my arms stuck like glue to my sides. If I could have held you, I would have held you. Don't rather than swallow my pride. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make up. I hope to God. I hope to God, and I hope to God I'm not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God, I hope to God, and I hope to God. And there were times I'd take my pen and feel obliged to start again. I'd take my pen, but there are things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed is very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled
los adornos de Halloween donde quiera estaban. Yo esperando ese día por meses, el famoso día de viernes 13. Rápidamente busqué a mi corillo para hacer solo un viaje sencillo. Viajando a sitios bien lejos yo me zorro, así que fuimos al Castillo del Morro. Era un grupo de 70, solo 20 hombres y mujeres 50. Inmediatamente logramos llegar sin espera, comenzamos a explorar, pero había algo bien raro en San Juan. Yo me pregunté, ¿y las personas dónde están? San Juan estaba demasiado vacío y además me sentía bien frío. Se veía como si de algo escapaba. Mi grupo poco a poco se evaporaba. Mi chica me preguntó, ¿qué es lo que pasa? Olvídate, mamita, que nos vamos a casa. Fuimos al carro subiendo una loma, pero no estaba. Yo, eso no es broma, me lo robaron. ¿Quién pudo ser ese? Quizás un personaje de viernes 13. Desesperados corrimos al cuartel y lo que vi no lo pude creer. Todos los guardias estaban tirados en el piso como si fuera parte de un hechizo. Se hizo de noche, pasaban las horas y decidí llamar a la operadora. Ya me contestó, pero qué extraño, se oía como si recibiera algún daño. Así se escuchaba y volvía y gritaba y alguien contestó. No podía, no lo creía, no resistía. Mi corazón a 100 millas latía. Corrí desesperadamente de allí cuando una voz dijo, oh my God, así pensé. Jason llegó y mi vida se fue. Los otros desaparecidos están. Primero fue Manhattan y ahora San Juan. Nos persiguió hasta el castillo y yo le dije, corre suave, cantepillo. Mi novia cansada se fatigó y ahí fue que Jason nos abacoró. Yo bien valiente le saqué una navaja y él me sacó una colección de espadas. Así que vine y le saqué una pistola y él me sacó dos ametralladoras. Dijo que pusiera las manos arriba para llevarnos hasta su guarida. Llegamos cuando la luz fue prendida. Yo vi a DJ Negro amarrado en una silla. DJ Playero estaba en una olla. Jason lo iba a cocinar con cebolla. Y yo le pregunté, ¿qué vas a hacer conmigo? Y dijo, Jason es el mejor y lo no niego. A ese no lo pueden parar ni con fuego. Ese es mi amigo y no me abochorno. Que ya no le gustaba el juego, le dio una senda patada por él. Cayó adolorido, casi gritando, con disimulo nos fuimos escapando. Y cuando Jason de cuenta se dio, se paró. ¿Para qué te cuento yo? En su mano derecha tenía un machete y en la izquierda un 357. Bueno, patitas, ¿para qué las quiero? Tenemos que correr un continente entero. ¿Cuántas millas corrimos? Yo no lo sé, lo que yo sé es que llegamos al Joseph Café. Las chicas bailando, los chicos bebiendo, los guardias velando, nosotros corriendo. Y cuando Jason allí llegó, entonces fue que la rumba empezó. A un guardia le hizo la figura 4 y lo puso a llorar por un rato. Y otro que quiso ser bien guapo, al ver a Jason se puso malo. Nosotros todos rodeamos al tipo y lo amarramos con los cables del equipo. Le tiramos un galón de agua por encima y bye bye Jason, llegó tu día. Bien alegremente me fui yo cantando, pero aún yo sigo escuchando la voz que me confiesa lo siguiente.
Yeah, and we're back here up in Yacht Tower. I want to thank everybody for coming down. You guys can put your headsets if you want. These are brand new headsets, by the way.
Yeah. I feel
very comfortable.
What was that? What was that, Jake?
I said I'm wearing a fedora.
But you can bring it closer to you. You know.
What's a microphone? What I don't know how to use one.
Microphone. Microphone.
Microfono.
These are new headsets, by the way. They're really nice. Once you take them off or remove it from your head, they turn off. They turn off.
These,
they're
like Tempur-Pedic or something.
I feel like I'm broadcasting from NASA Space Control.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, really nice. Okay, so we have the Vim Dicta here, and also we have Jake Gallagher just got here. What's up, dude?
Hello.
Yeah, what happened,
Hola.
Jake?
Hello.
Oh, I locked my keys in my 91 Chrysler New Yorker.
Damn.
And I had to call AAA.
Were they within 30 minutes, or?
They got there within 20 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
And it took them 4 seconds to break into my car.
Wow.
So I feel really secure.
Also, I got Travis Moore here. What's up, dude? You can say hi.
Yo.
Yeah, we can hear him.
He's a very talented drummer.
Oh, yeah, he is. He is. Something about drummers. Something about drummers.
Three drummers in the house.
So you the drummer, right? I'm just kidding. I know he is. He's over here. So we have the Vim Dicta. Okay, so you were telling me that Dynamo was picked by... It was something else before, right?
Yeah.
And then it became the Vim Dicta.
Mm-hmm.
It was the film noir. We're still trying to get people to switch over on the likes on the Facebook
page. How you guys met? Like,
I know Corey because I dated her best friend's younger sister.
What?
Yeah.
Elliot.
How much younger?
Oh, dude, she was a year younger. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
how
much?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, nice.
And, I didn't know Corey talked when I first met her because she was so quiet. Actually, you know, we went to Coachella together. I didn't even know that we would be in a band 2 years later, and now we are, and now we're here. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah? Which Coachella?
2009.
The one with Paul McCartney as headliner.
Yeah, how was that? Was
it was good? Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I passed out in the middle of the pit.
Oh, man. We got busted with some weed in there, remember?
What, at Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What happened?
The cops came. We just closed our eyes. It was me and Henry. We were just chilling in one of those things. We looked up and we opened our eyes and there was like 7 cops looking down.
Oh, my
God. They were like this big, like, handle the weed. We're like, okay. And they just opened, poured water on it.
That's it.
Oh.
And threw it.
Oh.
They talked to us.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, they was like, either you give us your shit, or we take you outside and we give you a ticket. We're like,
or a beat down.
We thought about it. We were like, can you give me 2 minutes? And they're like, okay. And then we just handled the weed. It happened. Got busted.
That's horrible.
Sometimes really, because...
you gotta give it up.
And then we had a friend. He literally drove to L.A., come back to L.A. to pick up some weed and then... drove back to Coachella.
Dedicated.
Yeah, he was really... No, well, he can't leave without it. He was one of those guys, like oh, I had to have it, otherwise I just...
Especially at Coachella.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, so now, I noticed something here that he also booked you. Jay Gallagher booked you for your Galaga. Are you going to be on Galaga, or is that going to be for...
They are going to be on Galaga, the Vim Dicta.
Nice.
The reason is because that they are so talented. And by the way, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Galaga is a monthly hip-hop show that I throw.
Yes.
It also features indie bands and producers, etc. It's at Mal's Bar, 2331 South Hill. This very month, it's going to be on January 26th, a Thursday. And we're actually going to have Mike Gow and Jay Natural, among many others. But in February, we've got the Vim Dicta. I met them at Preston Thalandroma's house.
Who doesn't know that dude, right? He's always taking pictures everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's no picture you go by like, oh, I've seen this guy before. Either he's just wearing a hat or wearing a wig. One of those two things.
I'd seen his pictures before.
Yeah.
All over Facebook.
Yeah, party pictures, party everywhere when you see him. It's like you see the pictures like, oh, I want to go to their parties.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be right next to Jay Gallagher when he throws a party.
And that's right. Those are our parties. Yeah. Our parties are the ones to go to.
So you're going to have the Vim Dicta. Why do you like the Vim Dicta, Jake?
Well, I saw a YouTube video of them playing, and what I saw was this fellow waving the axe, I guess you would say. He's kind of like dipping it down to the floor like he had been dancing with a lady. And then I saw this young lady.
What was this hat, though?
It was at a festival.
Yeah, what show was it?
It was a festival in Thousand Oaks. It was called Open Borders. This landowner, property owner, leaser dude had like a medical facility that wasn't going to go under construction for like 2 months. So he threw like a two month long music festival.
They called
it.
Really?
Two month long. Yeah. Awesome. It was every day there was like another actor.
I haven't seen that video.
Rayman Zarek played.
I saw other videos.
It's just called the Film Noir or the Vim Dicta at Open Borders.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a pretty good video.
Yeah. I would let them in my borders.
Are your borders open?
No fence here.
Borders. Okay, so we have here we have Jake here. See, I was when I asked for Jake, I was like, I want to get Jake here in the show because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Right? But he say he's not that funny. He doesn't want to be called a comedian. But yet he's an actor as well. But you said a comediac? Or what was that? A
comediac?
What was that? the right term for it? I don't know.
I'm a maniacal person. A comediac, if you will.
There we go.
A comedic actor. I mean, I act. I get cast in funny parts. Right. And then I act funny for them.
Okay.
But comedians are people that... You know, you put a microphone in front of them, maybe in a radio studio like this.
Yeah.
And then they say funny things.
Right.
And that's just not me.
Yeah. So you act it.
So.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, comedians like stand-up comedians. I don't do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I don't think you do stand-up comedy.
I have done comedic dancing.
Yeah. Would you do stand-up comedy, though?
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah?
It was a dream come true, so. And then I started rapping, like rap shows instead.
Yeah, hey, so what's up with the rapping? Are you planning to rap with them, with the Vim Dicta maybe sometime later?
We'd be so down.
You know, something like Aerosmith and Run DMC did one time. Yeah. You know, like, rock this way.
I've been listening to lots of Parliament and lots of funk. That would just be so perfect.
That
would be the shit to rap to. I mean, people have done it already. Freestyle of that, totally.
I can sing too, guys.
Yeah. Do a three-part harmony.
Yeah.
But when you sing, are you acting when you sing, or it's just like a real singing?
Well, actually, when I sing, I'm telling jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something like, what's the name of that guy? I forgot his name, but he's a funny guy.
Zach?
No, what's his name?
Weird Al Yankovic?
No, the other guy. Fuck. I know he's...
Yakov
Smirnoff. How many comedians are there that sing?
Richard Cheese?
Millions. Adam Sandler, there we go.
No,
he could pick up the guitar and he sings and
does some comedy.
Yeah. Well, if you see that guy, you just love it because he's fucking funny. You see him, he's like kind of funny dude. So anybody know him here? No.
Nope.
No? You know, one time
Adam Sandler?
These people had me rap at their comedy show.
Right.
I did meet him.
And so what I did was I freestyled about something comedic. I had the audience pick a household object and then a country that it was going to,
right.
And then I freestyled about a toaster going to Ukraine, and they thought it was funny.
Okay. Do you have that on YouTube? Maybe we can watch that shit later?
It's lost forever.
Oh, man. So if I say, can you rap to this? Maybe you can come up with something later?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to get you in trouble, though, by mentioning what you're holding in your hand right now.
No, you wouldn't get me in trouble. I mean, my mom doesn't listen to this. So
my
I
mom
be okay.
does.
Oh, your mom does?
Yeah.
Oh, so you would get in trouble then.
My parents.
What about this? What about this? What about if I hold this?
Key.
You can rap to this.
No, dude, I couldn't.
Key to the future or something like that.
I couldn't reveal what kind of car you own. I'd be wrong.
What'd you say about your mom?
My mom and dad read every one of my tweets.
Oh, are they like, I want to read a good tweet or.
They saw my last rap battle.
I won't send you money, something like that.
My dad saw my last rap battle and he was like, son, it wasn't as good as your last one. What's wrong with you?
Damn! It's like that, right? Wow. That's really nice. You got support parents.
I've got another one this Saturday, so I've got another chance to make my parents proud.
Cool.
I've got a battle versus Megadeth for
$200. I think they should be proud already of you, man. You've done all kinds of things.
I'm proud of them.
Yeah?
Totally.
I'm proud of you, man.
But you know who I'm even prouder of? The Vim Dicta.
Yeah, it's all about them now.
They've been blowing up really hard lately.
Yeah.
Everybody meets them and they're like, I want to hear.
Honestly, I saw Travis posting some shows. Well, you play with Pele Glove, and I got Travis here at Piñata Hour. He's sitting there wearing his Is that a gun? Is that a gun you got right there?
It's a holster, huh?
No, I leave it at home.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so he, you guys play with Pele Glove and what is the other band?
Who else plays?
The Electra, yeah.
The Electra, yeah.
Very fun show.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure. I missed out because I like the Electra too. They're gonna come down and play for one of our shows here.
Yeah.
Los Globos soon, but you guys are playing Los Globos on January 12th,
right? Yeah. 12th, come down, please. It's such a. I'm excited to play there. I'm considering doing my whole spiel in Spanish for the occasion.
You want to help in Spanish? We got Frank LePaul right here, and I can help you.
Hola. Well, I did get a Los D Vendita. In Spanish too, so. So maybe.
Yeah, hey, Jake, you should throw some parties there at Los Globos. It's a nice party. You know who I saw there last weekend?
Who?
I saw Adam. Adam with.
Oh, yeah?
Everything, yeah. Mm. He was outside. He came down with two girls. It was like this.
It must have been him.
Yeah. He was like, hey,
couldn't have been Adam. If it was Adam, it would be three girls. That must have been somebody trying to.
I don't know. That, I guess it was cold that night. He just went out with two.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to have a show here, too, pretty soon.
In this room?
Ham on Everything podcast, I guess. Yeah. Little show here.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be interesting to see him.
They had a really good show on.
Yes. I saw a few of their shows.
They had a really good radio show for a while going. When we were Hipsters Heart Hip Hop, that was a good radio show that we had. But
so, Hipster. What's up with that show? You guys are you still.
Well, Hipster's Heart Hip Hop transformed into Ham on Everything. So,
and you were part of it, or?
Oh, I founded it. Yeah, me, him, and Stereotype.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, goody. Mm-hmm.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, we founded that together, but now it's very swag oriented. So I retired from it.
Hey, so how do you...
swag is in?
Yeah.
So are you going to be booking more bands, like something like the Vendicta?
This month we actually have the Good Intentions, which is an indie band that's kind of like blues oriented. Have some really good. It's like seven people in that band. There's like a good trumpet player, a couple people that are good singers. The Good Intentions. I saw them play at Leimert Park Art Walk and Bananas, so I booked them.
Yeah, man. I got a feeling you're going to have thousands of likes through this month. I think this year is gonna, you guys are gonna go blow up. I think, I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
It's the year of the likes.
What was that, Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like us on Facebook.
That's what you got, 1 year. Okay, so maybe people are listening to this right now and they don't know what the Vendicta is. So we're gonna play some other tracks. What we have here is what do we got here?
Far Away.
This is not it. Far Away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're gonna play Far Away, and this is the Vendicta Piñata.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
name of this song?
Far Away.
Far Away?
Yeah, Far Away.
Nice. So that was a Vim Dicta, Far Away, here at Piñata R. And we also have Jake Gallagher in the house.
I want to hear an a cappella version of that song.
Yeah.
Can we hear an a cappella version?
But let's all each do each other's parts.
Yeah.
On Pro Tools or analog?
It's all live. It's all recorded to analog, and then you know he takes the analog tracked stuff and he puts it on Pro Tools and he masters it back onto analog. Yeah, his name is Shane Smith, and he's a nasty good motherfucker.
Studio.
Yeah, he's a super cool guy.
Awesome. Hey, are you guys all of you guys from? Okay, so you say you guys were from Corey, and you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Korea.
I'm from Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Who's from Korea?
You are, right?
I don't know.
Koreatown?
Yeah.
Kim Ling.
When I get some dirty stuff, you can go to Koreatown for dirty stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know where. Anyways. Okay, so go back to you guys. So the Vim Dicta, we're going to play another song of you guys here.
Sweet.
Are we ready there? All right. We got thumbs up. What's the name of this song? Yeah.
Your Man.
Your Man.
My Man?
Your Man.
No, Your Man.
Oh, Your Man.
It's a little hermaphroditic.
You are a man.
Oh, you're a man. Okay.
No. Exactly. You are
I am.
A man.
After this. All right. Go ahead.
song was very pleasant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just got higher.
And you guys are the first people to hear that shit. So.
Yeah, this we just got it mastered a couple days ago. This is fresh.
I like the vocals. You're pretty good on vocals.
Thank you.
Very nice. Can't wait to see you live on Los Globos this January 12th.
More exciting.
Should be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be.
Yeah, you were getting compliments. People were texting me like, Corey's vocals sound awesome.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, if you can't have people call here. We have toll-free number.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-893-9562.
In Spanish now.
893-9562?
893-9562.
And it's a 1-800. 893-9562.
You said it better than me.
Esta noche en Univision.
Univision. No, Telemundo.
You've got a lot of bass in your voice.
It's Skiro in Spanish will be what? I never thought about that because there's no Skiro where I'm from. I'm Skiro. What would it be?
How do you say Skiro?
Skiro, that's a good question.
I don't know.
If you guys know the answer, you can call 1-800.
Translate Skid Row.
893-9562.
Into Espanito.
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 Yeah.
Espanito. That sounds like a plate.
Where's that?
I want that with rice and beans, please.
Number one.
So who did the recording for you guys for the Vim Dicta? I mean, I like this. This is we only got two songs here we're going to play, but did you guys record more than that?
Oh, we are going in actually on Monday. We're recording another.
Oh, no shit. Oh, this Monday?
Yep. So look for that. I mean, we'll be releasing all these three songs on a 10-inch at some point this year, very early.
Yeah. 10 inch.
10 inches of
10 inches. Oh. Wow. Can't wait to see that. 10 inches. Are you guys gonna release it yourself, or are you guys gonna go through someone to
we're gonna talk to our manager and see which one's the best route for us at this point right now.
But wow, you guys have a manager too?
Oh yeah. His name's Dan Nash. He is the shite.
The shite.
And we have a caller on the air.
God damn it, why now? All right, go ahead, put the caller through. Who do we have here?
Hey, there's a big party going on in there, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. This is like a podcast. It's like a bar. It's like a bar / podcast.
It's a bar cast.
It's kind of like a hookah lounge.
Yeah, it's like a hookah lounge, but not really. It's like a dispensary, right, / bar.
A methadone dispensary.
I was looking for the piñata. I want some candy out of the piñata.
Well, we don't have a piñata here. It's just you have to vision it. Travis is moving his head like
it's a state of mind.
I brought my own piñata. I've got a couple of them hanging here in the room just to get in the spirit of things.
Did you live in East Los Angeles or something? Is he living in East Los Angeles for him to have a lot of piñatas in his at his house? Maybe.
Start beating him.
Oh no!
Can we hear this? Can you hit the pinata with your phone, please?
Yeah, prove.
Oh yeah, hit the pinata with my phone. Here you go.
Sounds like you blowing the pinata. Yeah.
Does that pinata taste good, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from
LA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude.
That's really
nice.
Vague.
It was like 80 degrees. Yeah, it's a strange place.
Okay, cool.
It's a big place.
Okay, I thanks for calling, man. Are you calling
You're
for
welcome.
The Vim Dicta or for Jay Gallagher?
I'm calling for the Vim Dicta.
Hey,
there's two people going on at one time.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. I can't hear. My headphones are going off. Okay, there we go. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Corey.
Yes.
Hey, Rocco.
Thanks, Rocco. Yeah. Rocco's like, he has the best bookstore ever. He has the best book record. Like, it's called Angel City Books, and it's on...
It's on Pier Avenue.
It's on Pier Avenue, yeah.
Hey, Rocco, are you calling from Santa Monica?
Yes.
Are you on Santa Monica's Boulevard, or?
No, I'm on Pier Avenue right off of Main Street.
Oh, wow. Oh, Rocco, wait a minute. Don't you own, a record store?
Yeah. Is that Rocco?
Oh, yeah.
Money,
what's up,
Rocco's
man? This
awesome,
is
man.
This is Lee.
Yeah,
what's
I
up?
Got vinyl.
Yeah, I saw your shop. I like your I would like to go and stop by and pick up some records.
I'd love to meet you.
Nice meeting you, sir. And so you have like a long white hair? Is that it?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Do you have like long white hair? Because I've seen your pictures.
Oh, I'm just like Merlin.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of... Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've got a magic wand, too. Rocco the Wizard.
Well, just don't show it right now. Just wait until I get there, and then I will see if the what?
Play some more Vindicta music.
Well, you know, these guys only have two songs. They only brought me two songs. They're so cool. It's just like, we just need two songs. They have a bunch of songs.
It's coming. Quality, not quantity.
On the desk in the studio.
Yeah. Thanks. Did you get to hear the songs, Rocco?
Yes.
Awesome.
Cool. How did they sound on the radio?
Did they sound good?
It sounded really good.
Awesome.
Nice. How about my voice? How did it sound?
How does your voice sound? It sounds just like you. But I've never met you, so...
you will someday. Someday you will.
I will. I'll look forward to that.
I just
thanks
have to
a lot
have, like,
for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling, Rocco.
Thanks for calling, nice. Rocco.
Hey, thanks, Rocco. All right. You're the man, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we have the other caller, too. He's still from L.A.?
Yeah, from the middle of nowhere. It's Avi, actually. I know the band.
Oh, Avi. Oh, my God.
Oh, what's up,
Avi? Hey, Tony. How you doing,
I'm
bro?
Great, man. How you? Oh, it's great to hear your voice, dude. Me and Avi were in a Spinal Tap tribute band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, motherfucker.
We were in Tapped Out, dude.
We raised some money for charity with Spinal Tap's music. Now, what the fuck do you got?
Yeah. Spinal Tap,
yeah,
huh?
Dude. Where do you stand?
Yeah.
Well, you guys sound amazing, dude. I just can't believe that you guys are getting, you know, all this play, and I just wanted to call and tell you guys that you sound like the shit right now.
Oh,
you are so
thanks,
awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Avi's in an awesome band, too. They're called Private Wasabi, and I've been playing with those guys since I was about 13. We went to rock school together, if you will.
We were young once. I remember that.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Hey, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Avi.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking
really
the call.
Nice. Ooh, no problem, man.
See you, Avi.
Keep being cool, guys.
You too.
All right, see you, man.
See ya.
Nice. So that was Vindicta fans right there. I just met Rocco. He hit me up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's like, check out my store. I look at the store. I'm like, oh, nice. I want to stop by. Santa Monica on Pier...
Pier Avenue.
All right, nice.
Yeah, he's...
It's a cool place.
That place rules. If I had, like, $1 million, I would buy everything.
Talking about records, I'm gonna have those guys from VIP Records from Long Beach. You know, I don't know if you guys ever heard of that record shop.
No, inform us.
You ever seen the Snoop Dogg show where he's
Doggy
dancing on the roof?
Yeah.
Those guys are gonna come down here because they closed down their shop. They closed down their store. They've been there for like years and years.
You know, who you should have on the show.
Who?
John Roller's new shop in Glendale, or not Glendale, Echo Park on Glendale. You know John Roller, the singer for Gustavo Kazi?
Uh-huh.
Remember when they were a band?
He doesn't have a microphone.
Gustavo Kazi? What happened to those guys? They disappeared.
John opened up a record shop right
Oh, no wonder.
He's saying something.
Okay. Anyone here?
And
okay.
Then, Mike is the drummer.
Point that microphone at him.
Yeah.
So John Roller, the dude, he was the singer of Gustavo Kazi, and now he opened up a record store right there on Glendale. Across.
Yeah, we have to say these things here because so we know.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Is that,
what's the
is
name
that
of the
Mono
shop now?
Records? Mono,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's John Roller. He was
are they on Eagle Rock?
It's no. It's in Echo Park across the street from Mime School on Glendale.
Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Store, but he just opened it up because now, well, Mike from Gestapo is now the drummer for Jail Weddings. So they kind of went their own way.
Man, I've had jail winners.
They're all in Echo Park now. They're not in Long Beach anymore.
All right, cool. Nice.
Just mentioning record stores because that guy's awesome.
Oh, so that was the Vindicta then. I guess we play all of your two songs?
Yep.
So what do you guys have up next? I know you're recording and you're going to release it on a 10-inch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We have a bunch of shows.
I heard you guys talking about a 10-inch, and you guys are some type of dispensary of good times over there.
Yes, we are, sir.
That is perfect. Downstairs. Somebody let me up, please.
Oh, you're downstairs?
Yeah, let me up. You said it's a dispensary.
Actually, there's a dispensary downstairs here in this building.
No. I want to go there.
It's
floor.
All right, we'll let you in. Just come up to the 8th floor.
8th floor. You got it. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there on Sunday. Mad Time Radio. See you guys later.
Oh, by the way, Mad Time Radio is another show that we have here at Skid Row. It's about fighting and grinding oily men.
Oh.
It's a really good show.
Wow.
Yeah. Jay Gallagher.
I'm going to listen to that.
But yeah, we're playing a brunch on Sunday.
Lot One Cafe?
Yeah, Rock and Roll Brunch.
Rock and Roll Brunch.
Where? Wow, what time?
Lot One Cafe at 3:30.
Lot One, yes.
Get your chilaquiles and watch the Vim Dicta.
They have really good food there, too. Yeah.
Free brunch, right? Or a brunch and $10 mimosas? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
The Vim Dicta, yeah. And there's other great bands.
I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember them right now.
The Terrace or something?
I'm doing this a lot.
Oh, what's up with the Terrace?
Imitating. Yeah.
Doing this a lot. I don't know.
I like the Terrace. You guys going to play with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Everyone's Tierist. Cool.
Terrace.
Huh? Terrace. Oh, Terrace. Oh, I said the Terrace.
Terrace, Terrace.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, Terrace or Terrace?
Terrace.
They're gonna, Tears. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
terrorists talk are about. Bad. There we go. All right,
tears. Yeah, we said it here in Piñatar. We said it. Jake said not it. Travis said.
Yeah, the terrorists are bad. That's what I think.
No, they're good.
You guys, I'm hella sleepy. I like to drink chamomile tea.
You guys are boring.
And it makes me sleepy.
Entertain me.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to chamomile tea right now. It's delicious. It has this really subtle flavor, and it makes me feel good inside.
Chamomile.
I want to give
chamomile tea. Yeah, not chamomile. Chamomile.
I want to give a shout out to Thai iced tea and Mario Barra.
He's talking loco.
There's more Tecate.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, get more drunk.
Yeah.
Me, drunk.
Hey, I got some breaking news, guys. Oh, I have some breaking news I just got right now. We're going to have a Frank LaPaul set right now. And we're going to come back.
Sweet.
We're going to come back with Jay Gallagher. And we're going to say goodbye to the Vim Dicta.
And goodbye to
hang
around.
I don't want to say goodbye to the Vim Dicta.
Yeah. No, well, aww. They're not going to go goodbye. It's just like, you know, we're going to have you. We're going to talk about Jake Gallagher.
You're going to have the spot.
I mean, I guess I could go see them at the brunch at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday at Lot 1.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you guys don't know where Lot 1 is, it's right across the street from Bargains.
I could also go see them on the 12th of this month at Los Globos.
Yeah.
Los Globos
Who else is playing that night, guys?
Black Elephant, The Bikini Thrills, maybe Secret Friends, or I think John Carpenter, Jerry Carpenter is going to be there. Maybe.
What about Karen Carpenter?
I don't know. I
dig her up.
I don't know.
John's a good guy. Shout out to John.
John. Yeah,
what's up, John? Over all right, there. So we're going to go with Frank LaPaul mix right now, and then we're going to come back. Piñatar.
How hot is hot?
This is radio station KEZE. Hi, this is Greg Mack, Macintosh. And we're going to go to the phones right now and find out what's going on. Hello, who is this?
Yo, what's up? This is Lorenzo Patterson.
Yo, man, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Compton, and I want to hear EZE's new record.
What's it called, man?
Yo, it's called Radio.
You got it. You call the right station, and here it is.
EZE, rocking nonstop on the radio with the funky fresh hip hop and stereo. Releasing rhymes that you would find demanding. With Dre and beats that are so outstanding. I'm getting busy, if you know what I mean. Always setting me a mark in the hip hop scene. On the radio, the greatest of all times. Like Muhammad Ali, cause I punch rhymes. So tune your station and clear all the static. And tell the truth, you didn't know that I had it in me to be easy about the situation. So just kick it and listen to the station playing my music. It's hard to lose it, it's constantly on request cause you choose it. I'm Easy E, my rap is strong.
And your radio, that's where my record's on. You wanna know why? Because
I'm on the
radio.
Yeah, Rufus Radio was in effect. Dr. Dre and Yellow Boys in your system. And right about now, we got Easy E and MC Ren in the studio taking calls. So give them a call and ask them how they're doing.
Hello, this is Easy E. What's your name?
Hi, this is Joyce. I'd like to know if I can have your phone number.
Yes, 976. Now I want to turn up my box and make much noise. And rock the party and shock all the B-boys. Stick on my radio from phone on to tune up. I wouldn't have did it later, but sooner now move my antenna to the center and grab a hold of the handle and enter, then bust a rhyme. You know I won't quit it, am I lying, Ren?
Man, you know you with it.
Your request is clear that you're giving. Without Eazy-E, you wouldn't be living with me on a top 10 or a mix show. So hit the power button and let's go on vacation with your station. Let's slam loud in every location. Blow it out the speaker, it won't get weaker. Is on the air, but you act
that I'm thirsting to get busy. I don't quit it, and once you hear my cut, I know you're gonna get it. Then bust a rhyme while you're clapping your hands. It's Easy E on the air.
Rocking without a band.
Asia buffering. We aim to remember what we choose to forget. God's just a baby, baby, and a diaper is wet, 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 wet.
Is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. It's all good, and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my
partake pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke soap with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money, green leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Represent B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
Aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el plan. Subir pestaños toma tiempo tomar. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano. Dibujo transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi existencia.
la secuencia, pero en el patio hicieron la competencia. Fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. 1970, 1970, 1970. Me diga no, no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente. En el año que nace la sepia, 1970. Mi adolescencia fue una etapa bizarra. Batería y la cabeza quitar. La orquesta narra una tonada quebrada para la mirada de una niña que solo trae espada. Hormona disparada, sobrepobladas, información que cambian temporadas. Caminas encrucijada, cada cual en su morada preparaba la cabrada. La saltada diablada de mirada encabronada. Mi fila, la verdad, nunca busco justicia. Mi búsqueda fue mero proceso de pura fila. Pupila de poeta que marcó nuestra saliva. En la cordillera que miraba la salida. Parada militar de paso monótono. Colores policromos, los uniformes de poco tono. De tono mi cuestionamiento, la voz y sonó, ¿no? Mi primera rima que sonó y me tocó. Mi búsqueda no fue para mi cosa de cenar. Fue algo necesario que marcaba ya mi sal. Así que tocas más de lo necesario. Fue cuando entendí que todos quieren ser corsario. 1970, 1970.
guy.
Say about that.
And we're back here up in your tower. We recharge our batteries. We came from downstairs and we feel we didn't have to go upstairs to come back like this, but we went downstairs and we're feeling all right.
Good.
Nice.
All right.
I want to apologize to my friends that called in for me and then.
We apologize.
And then we're lost in the hold music.
Don't let it deter you from calling again,
sorry,
though.
I'm sorry, bro.
Call back, amigos, 1-800-893-9562. We're back here. Sorry, amigos.
Hola.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, we got a caller here.
Yeah.
All right, well, you call Jesse from Los Angeles?
Yeah, from Los Angeles. What's up? How's it going, fellas?
No much, man. This is Lee from Piñata. Hey, I had Vindicta and Jake Gallagher.
What's up, Jesse? Hey.
What's up, Jake? How's it going?
Good.
Just thrilled a little bit.
Doing a radio show, I guess.
Yeah.
Good, man.
Yeah. How's your night going?
It's going good, man. We're just cooking some dinner.
Oh, what are you cooking? Wonderful.
Beautiful Los Angeles.
Dude, what are you cooking?
Just got some mahi mahi just came out of the oven.
Oh my
god.
Sounds good.
Some broccolini. Use fresh herbs from the garden, man. That's how we roll. Herbal in Los Angeles.
Bring it here.
Did you hear those Vindicta songs earlier, Jesse?
I think I heard the tail end. Absolutely.
Pretty good stuff, huh?
Good stuff, man. Digging it. You guys are on some tight beats.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to play some of my songs coming up. Are you excited about that?
Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm waiting all night. I've got a little half boner. Come on.
Jake Gallagher. We got Jake Gallagher now here. So we're gonna talk about Jake. It's all about Jake Gallagher right now. What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
I'm glad you show up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you show up. You came down. And
I'm glad I'm here. This is really fun.
Yeah, man.
You know, there's all this radio equipment everywhere.
Yeah.
There's, like, people that are in bands. Like,
it's all about that.
They're really youthful, too.
I'm really excited that we met up again. Like, this is where we meet you again after that awesome party.
I know, right?
It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
The party continues now.
I was not there, but
for those of you who don't
know me, I don't know what happened.
We met Jake at this awesome party, at Preston.
What party at?
At Preston
Thalandroma.
Thalandroma.
Say cheese and die guy.
With the goosebumps.
Yeah. Also, he's a very good person.
He's an awesome person.
Yeah, he's cool. He's awesome.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, people are making faces here. But yeah, he is.
Hey, Jesse's still on the line, right? You ever meet Preston Thalandroma?
What's that now?
You ever meet Preston?
I think I did meet Preston once at a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you
see?
Got it. You
Everyone's
got it.
Met Preston.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you know this, but this Friday night, I'm going to be playing a rap show at Tumex's weed dispensary, Mid-City Medical.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
All right.
And you should definitely attend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can people without medical cards go to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I go in there all the time. I don't have a medical license card.
But, okay, so is it separated from the actual room where they sell it?
Stethoscope. No, there's just weed everywhere.
I've
never been in a weed dispensary before, and I was in there, and I was like, wow, they had one that was called cheese.
It's just like
cheese.
It's just like Trader Joe's.
It smelled like cheese.
It smells like cheese.
They had one called lamb's breath, and I didn't want to smell that one.
It's just like Trader Joe's, man. It's like Trader Joe's.
But Elos is going to do a beat set this Friday, and Always Prolific is going to back me up on the beats, and some other really good stuff, and Tumex is going to perform. Obviously, he's a pillar of the community, so, you know, I'd strongly suggest attendance.
Tumex. Wow. Yeah, they perform for one of my shows, too. They're cool.
Sounds
like
a show not to miss.
Yes.
What time is that show?
Well, I would probably get there at, like, 10, maybe 9:30. Maybe 9:27.
Yeah.
9:27. I can handle that.
Yeah. If you want the full experience, they got a fire pit outside too.
Ooh.
Piles of marijuana with a fire pit right next to it. That's what I'm talking about.
Better than that.
Sounds like a dream, man. Yeah, dude. Okay, so that's when is that?
Oh, that's this Friday. This Friday night. Yeah, the 6th.
Oh, a lot of shows this weekend.
Yep. And by the way,
what a way to start 2012. You want to say 2012 or? 2012.
20.
2012. Because I got a 20 on it. Is that why?
Now it's like 1912, only it's 2012.
Cool. I appreciate you saying 2012, too, because, you know, for this millennium so far, a lot of people have been saying 2006, 2008. But it's 2012, people. Let's
yeah.
call it 2012.
We are the 99%. 2000 sounds too much well, for us.
No.
So it should be just 2016.
Right.
There's totally a reason for that. It's because 2012 has less syllables in it. It's less. It's easier to say. 2012. 2012.
Way too much.
See,
too
yeah,
much.
You just efficiency. I'm a motherfucking efficient giant.
See, that's the problem.
People in 1912 didn't say, "Here we are in the year 1912." They said, no, "It's 1912, people."
Yeah.
1912 to 2012. 2012.
Seeing
clearly.
4012.
Yo, give me 4 20s.
420.
Give me a yeah.
Yo, Jake, we're gonna eat the fish now, man. It's really good.
Are you with the lady, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely, man. How do you know?
Anybody you want to shout out on the radio?
Yeah. Shout out to all my fishes, bitches out there, you know.
I'm going to have to hear about this lady that's eating the mahi-mahi with you. But go ahead and enjoy that. Eat the fish. Well,
thank you, Jake. I appreciate it. Good to hear you, fellas. Thanks a lot for doing what you're doing.
Nice. Thank you.
See you, man.
The pinata hour.
The pinata.
Pinata?
Pinata hour. Pinata? You know what? I noticed that J, I mean, in Spanish we call him J.
They call me Hike. When I lived in Spain, they call me Hike.
Well, yeah, the J for them, they pronounce like.
Because I spell my name J-A-Y-K, so they call me Hike.
But that's not your original. That's not your original name, right?
No, my original name was Jacob.
Jacob.
Yes.
You don't like Jacob?
Nah, man. In the sixth grade, I changed it.
Wow.
Looked better on my notebook cover with a Y.
Hey, so when did you decide to start rapping? How did that come out? Like, you always liked the,
you know,
hip hop. Like, what?
A lot of people say it's a decision, but really, I believe it was a genetic thing. You know?
Right. Yeah. You say a couple times, like, I see, like,
a lot of people think it's a choice, but
it's
not.
You were born as a black man, but you're, like, in a men's white body, something like that?
Yeah, look, right? I was born rapping, okay? It wasn't,
exactly.
It wasn't a choice. I never made a decision. It just had to happen. You know, as I entered adolescence, I started to notice that microphones looked good to me, so I had to rap into them, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
It wasn't a choice. But I do have to say that my name is spelled J-A-Y-K. G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, and I would refer any listener to JakeGallagher.com. You see a picture of the person that's talking about themselves.
Hey, Jake, what else do you do besides rapping?
This is like a lot of stuff. One of the things that I do besides rapping is acting.
Acting. How is that going for you?
It's going really well.
I've seen your videos, man, and every time I see your videos, I enjoy it because I was like, I know this guy. So cool. You know, I've seen videos of him. I like my favorite is the one you do this thing in front of the police department, and that's like takes a lot of balls to do that shit.
Oh, you mean when I took a DVD player and then I stood in front of the police department and I yelled, "I stole this DVD player!"
Right.
And then whenever a cop would run by, I would yell that, and then I would tuck it under my arm and run.
Yeah.
And the whole point was that they didn't chase me.
Right.
The idea was that white people get away with everything.
No, you know what it is? When I was watching it,
that's a fact.
You know what I was watching? I was watching it. It's like because nobody called.
Yeah.
And maybe this. Well, this
I should try it.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it.
See what happens.
Don't do it, Frank. I need a DJ here.
I need
Wednesday.
You to videotape me.
I need a DJ.
Give me a beat
I need a
down.
DJ here on Wednesday, so you can't do that.
Let's try it.
They're gonna take you all in, right. Man. You might get deported.
Videotape it.
I went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and I got people to throw saltines on the ground and then jump up and down on them and yell, "I hate crackers. I hate crackers."
Oh.
That's
crazy.
That was
funny.
That's fucking sweet, man.
It's a good video. You just YouTube Jake Gallagher crackers.
Hey, so what's up with the bone? Hey, what's up with the bone on your finger?
It's a coyote knuckle.
It's a coyote
it's
knuckle?
I wear a knuckle of a coyote.
Is that a real bone?
It's a real
have you guys seen
knuckle.
That?
Yeah,
but you shape it like a ball, like it looks like a human bone.
I didn't
like,
shape it; it came out of a coyote's hand.
Coyote got hands, God damn it!
It's my totem animal. Coyote is a trickster, so.
How long you have this? How long you have this? Can I touch it?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, this is pretty cool.
He's touching the bone on my ring right now. for those of you who can't see what we're doing
Luke
here.
Luke Corey, I'm touching his balls.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough.
That's enough touching.
Lysander de Vega.
Okay, anyway, so Jay Gallagher. Yes. You also were in...
JakeGallagher.com.
Yeah, JakeGallagher.com was in a very really popular movie for a bit in it. But
Showgirls.
No, man. No. Come on, quit lying. You were in The Social Network, right?
Yes, I was in The Social Network, yeah.
How was that, dude? How was that experience being in the set? Was it... Did they keep you like for that little part? They keep you like what, 2-3 days or a week or?
No. I was on set for like it was in and out. I was on set for like just a few hours, you know. I was David Fincher just came in and he was like, hey, do this, do that, and then he left. You know, that was it. But it was huge, you know. It was a great blessing to be directed by Mr. Fincher himself.
Well, you were part of not just a movie, but, you know, it changed social, I guess.
You know, it was the biggest trailer I've ever had, the trailer that they put me in. It was huge.
Do you think being in there, it opened a little bit of doors for you, like in the acting or doing, you know?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Travis shaking his head. I was like, nah.
Who cares about that trailer?
I spent a year running around yelling, I was in The Social Network, I was in The Social Network. And all the casting directors were like, yeah, cool, great. So were we, they said. My main thing acting-wise is I've been in, like, over 35 commercials, like national commercials. So that's really what allows me to relax.
I was looking at
my 91 Chrysler New
Yorker. When I Google your name comes out... on the IMDb or IMB, whatever they call it. Yep. It's like it keeps tracks of your...
Internet movie database.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's pictures of me and stuff. But the best place is JakeGallagher.com.
Yes.
The best place to look at J-A-Y-K.
The Vim Dick are going to play it at one of your shows, right?
Yeah, they're going to play at Galaga 2331. Wait. Let's space out all this promoting stuff. Why don't we play one of my songs and we'll tell you more promoty type stuff later. There's only so much person can
remember. I'm excited. All right, so are we ready?
I just want to say what this song is. It's called Dead Leaves, and it's made out of the White Stripes song, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground. And we're only playing it because Travis Moore is in the studio with us right now.
Yes.
And he wants to play live drums on it.
And he came down to... Oh, he's going to play drums on it? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he wants to play live drums on it on January 26th at 2331 South Hill.
Oh, shit, I got to see that.
Right. Niles Barr. But let's listen to Dead Leaves. It's one of my first songs in this new batch of releases from like a year and a half ago.
Nice. Yeah. Que piñata. All right, let's go ahead and do it.
Give me a loud beat, something to drown me out. Please sound speak, over the now, something you're proud to read. Tweak it on the ground, feet. So with this cloud team, fear of that you're gonna get your brow beat. Be the panther, not the rabbit, get the pouncing. Last year I was doubting, on the couch we were slouching. While I worry about sheet, open all without me. Frowning as the true, but don't you gotta wonder what this dude is for. Made myself another accessory, don't take it unpleasantly. Man ain't a spectator, should be of integrity. Stand in the light of the person next to me. Cast no shadow, ask the city to tell me that I matter. If you are still find pieces, king to L.A. hungry, now we are what the feast is. Jesus, come and stay the rap, most MCs saying nothing. I'm afraid of saying that when I'm trying to say something. Keep dumping my trash in your car. I'm still dumping some of that trash in my heart. So afraid of the word of success. I blame a skirt and a dress. So my issues are shame and self-worth on a dress. Dead leaves in the dirty ground. When I know you're not around. Dead leaves in the dirty ground. When I know you're not around.
Dead leaves in the dirty ground. When I know you're not around. performance for you. I'm asking for your validation. Audiences never find this shit entertaining. While I parade rain and they change the station. But I spit shit to leave you thinking. Like, it's my opinion, it's egotistical to have an opinion. And if you think what you're done deliberately qualified as wisdom, I'm the one rapping and I already stopped listening. Too many musicians write songs about directing. Shut the hell up and in heaven, your own identity. Stop obsessing, wait, why am I so righteous? If I moved on, why would I even write this? Bottom line is, if I had so much truth to report, why the fuck would this verse be so goddamn short? Dead beans in the dirty ground, when I know you're not around. Dead beans in the dirty ground, when I know you're not around. Dead beans in the dirty ground, when I know you're not around. Dead beans in the dirty ground, when I know you're not around.
No, in 10 seconds.
Yeah, there's two in there.
Oh, it's 10 seconds already?
Wow. That's
10 bad. Seconds ever. Damn.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I wish.
That was a 10 second. Okay, all right.
I wish I put it. More of those high 80s falsettos on some of my other rap songs where I'm going. Like Roller Coaster of Love, pretty much.
Yo, Jake, I'm going to get off here and then you're going to sit here where I'm at.
What are you? What? Okay.
Yeah. It's a chair. You're not gonna sit on top on anything. It's just gonna be a chair.
Yeah. He's, what he was saying is that we're about to swap chairs.
Yes.
Not stool, chairs.
All right. So what do we have next? We're gonna play another song here, and it's gonna be song number three.
If that's what you wish.
Yes.
That's what you wish.
I wish. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish a lot of things, but one of them right here.
Well, this is the one.
We're going to play track number three.
I wanted to save the second one. You know,
so we're going to go with which one you want to go with?
Champagne.
Let's go with Champagne then.
That's the live one.
That's the instrumental.
Yeah. You want to do it? Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So this is JakeGallagher.com.
Yeah, by the way, these songs that you're hearing are downloadable at JakeGallagher.bandcamp.com, which is a subsidiary of JakeGallagher.com. And that's JakeGallagher.
And we have a caller on the air real quick.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? Who's this? Hey. This is David from Colorado.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. You calling Piñata, and we got Jake Gallagher right now with us.
Oh, yeah, how's Jake? Can you hold off for 1 second? I'm going to put it on speakerphone real quick.
Cool. Go ahead. Do your thing, man. We wait.
Speakerphone!
Hello?
Yes, we're back.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Jake?
Very well, sir. You're from Colorado, I see.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for contacting us this evening.
What you been up to, brother?
Just, you know, the regular Jake Gallagher type stuff. Rapping, acting, hanging out, partying, holidaying. What you been up to?
Just cooling out. I saw some footage of you over at the Broken Complex battles.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. Cool.
How did you feel about said footage?
I thought you were pretty good, man. Gigi Hoppe dropped a lot of dope beats.
Thanks very much. And, yeah, Hoppe definitely does a good job. Yeah, that basement freestyle battle, that last one that they posted on the Broken Complex website went really well. Definitely. What's that?
I wanted to just touch bases on you with something. How do you feel about Tumex?
How do I feel about Tumex?
Yeah.
I'm a big supporter of Tumex. That's why I'm going to actually play at his show on Friday night.
Oh, that's what's up over at the
Mid-City Medical Center at like Pico and La Brea. My phone's dead right now. I think it might be 5067 and a half Olympic, but my phone's dead right now. But definitely, you can go on Facebook. You can search for Tumex. His show is called Enhale, E-N-H-A-L-E.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to be at.
I've been trying to get my rap game on, and I've just been wondering if you've ever been shorted by a promoter.
Me?
Yeah.
Me, I have never been shorted by a promoter.
No, has anybody in the studio been shorted by a promoter before?
Yeah. Anybody what?
Yeah, dude, I've been shorted by promoters so much. Most of it, I was younger when I was first starting out in my first band. But, you know, like I'd have a show where the headlining band would draw less than we did, but they'd pay the headlining band more than we did. It was fucked up. But, you'll go through that.
You know, speaking of Tumex, I actually had Tumex play at Galaga, which, you know, the page for Galaga is at facebook.com/Galaga2331. That's GALAGA2331. But I had Tumex play at Galaga, and he was the headliner. And, you know, he's a real pillar of this community that we're part of. So, you know, I paid him real good.
Word. That's good to hear, Jake. This is actually Minus. How's it going, Lysander?
Hello, who's this?
Minus. Remember you shorted me and Tumex $700 about a month and a half ago on tour?
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you, man. I don't know if you changed your number or what, dude.
No, I didn't change my number. Actually, I disconnected it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how's
I changed.
How's it going, Jake? Minus, man.
Hello, what?
This is Minus, Jake. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I think he actually doesn't even have a phone now, right?
I don't have a phone.
Cool. Well, check it out. I'm going to be in L.A. in a couple of weeks, man. We should probably meet up. Maybe you can get us those the rest of those $700.
Oh, yeah. You got it, dude. I will.
Cool. Yeah, no, I just want to give a big shout-out to Pinata Hour, big shout-out to Jake Gallagher. I've been trying to get a hold of you, man, on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Getting
paid $300 instead of getting paid $1,000 kind of hurts a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when you bring only one person to the show, it's like it's not going to pay off.
But if something's set in stone, if we agree to a number, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it should definitely be honored. How do you feel about that, Jake?
Yeah, I feel like if I make a guarantee, I have to follow through with it, even if it makes me lose money.
Exactly right. That's part of the hip-hop game. That's what keeps the game going, right?
Absolutely. When I make a commitment, I stick to it. Speaking of not sticking to a commitment, I've got a battle with Megadeth this Saturday at the Basement 818 at Ventura and Van Nuys, and Megadeth agreed to battle me about 6 times and backed out of it each time, and now he's finally facing up. This is a guy who's gone back on his word over and over again. I plan to make him pay for said tactics.
Exactly. Hey, Jake, that's why I like you, Jake, because I like your attitude. You know, because said tactics, you got to make people pay for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to follow through with your promises. It's part of being a man, part of the rap game. It's what makes the music industry good or bad, you know?
That's right. You got to follow through with your word. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're very right, dude.
Exactly. So you guys having a good time out there tonight, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, we're having a good time. We can't.
What's the weather like out there? I'm over here in New Mexico right now, man. It's kind of chilly.
What was it today, 80?
No, it was pretty warm.
It was
fucking
nice today, man. I walked outside. It was like...
That's pretty nice, man.
Hey, Minus, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over there?
Oh, in New Mexico?
Yeah.
I'm just out here cooling out, man, doing a couple of shows and hanging with a couple of homies. Actually, over here with my boy Saba, who prints up all my T-shirts. I'll be headed back to L.A. to link up with Hoppa and record the third album, Everything's A-OK.
Minus is a really talented rapper. I saw him live last month for the first time, and he puts on a really good live show. Him and Tumex went on a pretty extensive tour recently.
Yeah, we did about 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll be dropping the album, I think, in April or May, going back on tour for another 6 weeks, another 4 weeks in March. And then hopefully a 2-week European tour that they're trying to get me for right now.
Hey, also I have a. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I can hear you, brother.
No, I'm talking to Edgar here. What's up, Edgar?
Just being stoned.
I got my friend here, Edgar. He's gonna. He has a printing shop. You want to tell us all about it? Your. What's the name of your shop, anyways?
Esoteric.
Esoteric.
The one I got out here.
Oh, cool. And. What's where can they reach you if they want to anything?
I'm on
get
Facebook.
That. You're on Facebook. You can close it. You can talk closer to the mic.
I'm on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
What's your Facebook, dude?
Yeah. What's your Facebook?
Oh, Esoteric Printing.
Esoteric Printing.
Yeah.
You make T-shirts or what?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
All right, cool.
I actually, I'm going to throw a quick promotion out there. I got a new t-shirt that says, if you hate gay people, you're a faggot.
Yeah, I saw that on your profile picture today, man.
We'll print it. Shout out, dude.
That's a funny file. T-shirt.
It's crazy. Hey, are you gonna? Do you have your stuff ready?
Yeah.
You wanna go ahead? Yeah.
This
is Champagne, right?
I'm gonna rap one of my tracks live. Thanks for calling in, Minus. I appreciate it, dude.
Hey, for sure.
Thanks, Minus.
Hey, for sure. Everybody have a good, safe night. And I'll be listening to the joints right now. I'm listening to it live. And shout out to Pinata Hour. And
You
still got your Facebook, Lysander?
Yeah, man, I pay him Monopoly money, but we're gonna have Jay Gallagher right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, man. He befriended me or whatnot, but
yeah, Monopoly money coming down to you right now.
Hip hop.
All right, man.
Much respect, sir. Hey, so this is my track Champagne. It's made out of Death Cab for Cutie. Believe it or not. Is these vocals all right?
I figured it out what this is about. I was tinged with doubt, trying to wriggle around. Envision the crowd, get it down to the sound.
Yeah, are the vocals okay?
Figured out what this is about. I was tinged with doubt, trying to wriggle around. Envision the crowd, get it down to the sound. But it's silly, really just sitting me now. Switch with you all, but it's free from my mouth, providing a soft for it. A force in nature, straight up, keeping our hearts sealed behind the forts. We drink a beer, thoughts are racing, pause, applause, replaces rockers. Hey, filling our minds before we get lost in the jaws of Jake the Ark we bring. Filling up our bladder while we get in more swagger. Don't forward it faster than after, get dragged into marriage. Just bop my hat to Gallagher and has it not to stagger. Just wrap my hands around the fabric of my back a little faster. Think I'm drunk enough to drive you home now. Think I'm drunk enough to drive you home now. At last at a home in the coldness ain't gone, it's back on. I've had a chat with a dog and she prattles on the phone with Yvonne. Go back a cigar, take a trap, so it's dark to my lap to move on. Till she actually yawns at the casualty walk past the pattern Devon. She's passing the fog of a nap like a stone. Then I won't have to be so elaborately slow or fabricate love until actions should be. She's magically passed by low. The implacable forward effect that I don't really want to be married is true. I'd rather go back to the past and before we smacking and slapping an acid floor. Her ass will come over and laugh at the mats in the back of my bathroom at mold. Now it's passionless slow, just the accent get old matrimonial toes like they're having to hold. They laugh at my jokes, so these feathered crones they be ratted to bone. Then my thickness is solely I've had it with all of that crap in that pack and be gone. But I'd have to just stop on my tracks with the stalkers and rather get old than the sabbath and born. Back to alone in the passage and hearts with the backs of the girls would happily blow me in battles right after my jokes. It's tragic. Who is this? Who is we? What is this? My ego and Jake's words just shifted. What is this? Drinking champagne. Drinking champagne from a paper cup is never quite the same. From a paper cup is never quite the same. Now let's go back for a moment to Jake Gallagher's poignant point of view. You may have noticed postmodernly Jake is switching narrators to a moment he's stating his greatness faithfully. Next he's explaining in straight related relationship painfully. Neither I nor he nor the nation seems to be cogitating who makes him speak. He could be stating my thinking with stunning sound correctness, but due to the quality of PA systems at underground venues, it'd prevent this from penetrating deep within my brain. But if he deigned to speak his vanity straining screed as an acapella, only then would it remain clear that I played the lead in this novella. Whatever. So why this focus on champagne at those celebrations we pour, but on days that we open to praise, put the corn to your face, take a gulp of the grapes in your throat with the way. Take a moment to say the important occasion of all what you drank and hope to one day raise a toast with a lady you know than the taste. You know this is spoken as Jake, but also as they who done motivated those were on the page. But now both of us wait for Paloma. That's great who not only over in April plus totally patiently educated, goal orientated with faith not cold in the ways, but she open, devoted, devoting with grace. And while the chosen folk in this case got a broad embrace, we both know that the shape of us older, the maid is still in the folds of a fame. I get forced to just stay with her, spoken for day while she broken and pain and said that normally joyful moment would seem more like a wake. We old enough to know we ain't going away, but we join and get claimed. But we know as we say, drinking champagne from a paper cup is never the same. And I think I'm drunk enough that I can drive you insane. Think I'm drunk enough to drive you home now. Think I'm drunk enough to drive.
Drunk enough to drive you home. Because being with you makes me want to be drunk.
Gallagher, Gallagher 2331. Premiata Hour. Believe it or not, that's made out of Death Cab for Cutie.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Are they still together?
They are still together. I saw them live in San Diego a couple weeks ago for my birthday.
Nice.
Thank you, Victoria.
Did anybody know the band called Hello, My Name is Red? Anybody out here knows?
HMNR.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I have a question for Jake, though.
They broke up,
I actually have two. Why are you not doing this and making $1 million, first of all, for that performance? And the second one is, I saw this YouTube video a week or two ago, and the title was Jake Gallagher Destroys. Who was it? I think you might have made this guy wet his pants.
Yeah.
Probably tech.
Yeah.
Was that the video you showed us?
I think you made him wet his diapers on that one, because I saw some, it was like, all I saw was this, I kept seeing headlines of Jake Gallagher destroys tech, or Jake Gallagher fucking rules tech, or like, there was like six different YouTube videos of this.
Yeah, I was at the Broken Complex battles. Minus was talking about that. Minus was there. Was a freestyle tournament, and the first round of the tournament, I basically just went insane on this kid, and he was like an angry
poor little kid.
He was an angry youth, Hispanic. Not that that necessarily adds or detracts from the story, but probably 17 years of age.
Well, what you have to say, don't say it.
Well. Because he was screaming at me in Spanish. So he was a very angry young man, right? And he was fully expected to win. And unfortunately, he was torn asunder.
Sounds like minus.
You can watch Jake Gallagher versus Tech. It's T-E-K. Go to YouTube. JakeGallagher. By the way, you could just go to JakeGallagher.com as well. But during my whole second round against the guy, he was talking. He was like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to take you out in the parking lot. Fuck you up. I was like rapping at him about how his ears looked like a Mickey Mouse hat. And he was like,
probably hurt his feelings, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 17-year-old kid. Hey,
you know what? That's one question I had about that. It's like, were you ever being afraid of walking out of one of those clubs and getting shot or...
There has to be some code against that shit, right?
Or do something to your car.
Well,
did you ever, because I've seen your videos and
that would be silly.
I know it would be silly.
That would be fucking silly.
I know that would be like, you know, if there was nobody wants that to happen.
Hostile
but
battle.
In this game, you know, you're gonna come across some crazy heads.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I mean, on one hand, I carry a large knife, but
shit.
I also carry a large faith in God.
Oh, all right. I go for the knife.
Yeah,
I go for the knife, really.
and then I also travel with large, scary men, you know. So
with knives,
etc.
With knives,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Rambo knives.
Galactica.com. All right, crazy show.
The studio is full of knives right now.
Full of what?
Oh,
shit. You guys got to see this. It's a 10-inch. Talking about 10-inch.
No,
so the Vim Dicta is going to release the 10-inch soon. So
we're going to keep
on looking.
We're recording on Monday, and then it'll be out.
When is it going to be out, do you think?
Well, in all reality, maybe late February to maybe early March, but definitely by May. Definitely.
Got it. Corey Ledge, he's like,
we're excited. We're actually looking for an artist, if there are any artists listening to us. We like the Mars Volta's artwork a lot. That's really surrealist and creepy.
That's
and
chocolate.
Mexican chocolate design.
Yeah.
That shit, like, I really want to.
That guy's been around. I'm surprised that they picked him to do his all these albums.
Yeah. Well, they also picked a guy named Storm Thorgerson who did Zeppelin, who did fucking Pink Floyd. He did, like, everybody.
No, but the other guys. I'm rooting for the other guy.
Oh, yeah. No. Totally. Yeah, I know.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, Jake, do you know the Mars Volta? Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Okay. But anyway, the artwork, it's awesome.
Yeah. I hear it's kind of trippy.
It's psychedelic as a muffle beach.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like you want to look at it for a little bit and like, oh.
Well, I do enjoy psychedelic iconography.
Frank, can you translate that for me? I don't know.
Él le encanta psicodélicos. Psicodélicos.
Iconografías.
Muchas gracias.
There you go.
So Piñata Hour is not just about music and bullshit, but it's also education too.
Yeah. Educación.
Yeah, we show you your trends and your roots.
Vamos a hacer el resto del show en español.
Okay.
¿Por qué no, cabrón?
Oh, dude, one time I was battling at the airliner, and this guy rapped a verse in Spanish at me to like try to show that I wasn't street.
Oh, how was that?
He was like, you know, he was basically saying that I wasn't street by rapping in Spanish, and then my whole verse back at him was in Spanish. And the crowd went insane. I don't remember any of it. I was like so angry.
You know what it is, too? Is it just judging a book by its cover?
Yeah.
They see you, they'd be like,
but this is a radio show. You can't tell how nerdy I look.
Yeah. IT guy.
No, I post pictures of you so people know.
Yeah. So that's good. They know how nerdy I look. They gotta know, because the juxtaposition is half the battle.
I don't think you're nerd. I don't think you're nerd. No, nothing about that.
No.
It's the look right now.
That's right. I'm the hippest person you've ever met.
I don't think you're a hipster.
I actually stopped being a hipster on New Year's.
How do you do that? How do you stop being a hipster, bro?
Before you just stop.
I looked around me and I said, I am no longer a hipster. Wow. That's what I said.
I don't know.
But I sure do dress like one.
Yeah.
Just speaking of battles at the Basement 818, which is run by Nat, who runs the Basement 818, she recently got robbed of all the money for that store. Like, they broke into her car and took all her money. And the Basement 818 is like, it's a graffiti store and all sorts of other stuff, like art and hip hop store. And they support the community. They put on a lot of shows there. You can get them on Twitter at 8Basement. You go at Basement 818. It's at Ventura and Van Nuys. It's a really good store, and I would definitely, you know, donate a little bit to them, save them, you know, because it's terrible, you know.
This show's going to be podcast later on so people can hear it. And
Support Basement 818, man, for sure.
All right, let's do that. Let's also support Piñata Hour, but you guys call in at 1-800-893-9562. If you have any questions about your sexuality, go ahead and call. 1-800-893-9562. Or if you feel like I owe you $700, go ahead and call too. 1-800-893-9562. What else? We want to give shout outs to the Vim Dictav, to Corey, to
Matt.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Michael? Man? Thanks for the thanks little for break having earlier. Us. That was fantastic.
Thank you. I want to thank Travis for coming down.
I got a shout out too.
Yeah, give a shout out.
Frankie Silver Lake.
Yes.
Frankie's your craziest place.
You know what, Frankie Silver Lake? They just gave me a $50 gift certificate for the. We're gonna do a raffle on the next gig.
Get your beer cut.
I'm gonna let it go. I'm letting it grow because I want to see if I can like. Do I don't know. Intimidate more people.
It's like a year.
Yeah.
It'll be just like.
Oh, literally, look. If it's this long right here, I'm gonna become a prophet. I wanna be a prophet, like a part-time prophet for a little bit. And I'm gonna be probably like, who's gonna be it next year? You know, the prophet, like a guru or something like that, but part-time though.
Does anybody ever like treat you differently when you have a beard or not? Do you ever notice the difference in the way people
A lot of respect.
A lot of respect
and fear.
Yes, I can imagine.
That is really weird.
Does it take them a second to process the beard? Do you see that in their faces?
Well, you know, they ask me, like, where you from? And I'm like, I'm from Koreatown. Jay looks at me like, not really.
I am Afghani.
All right, so we got the Vim Dictat. I want to thank you guys for coming down to the Piñata Tower.
I want to thank you for having us.
You guys can come back when you release your 10-inch.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to be back here.
You guys can come back here and,
wink.
We welcome you with open legs. I mean, arms. All right, you guys can come back here. I want to thank Edgar from if you guys want to get your shirts, your jeans, your tight jeans print on, something like that on the side. What is it? What did it go to?
Esoteric print.
Can you get closer to the mics there?
Esoteric printing.
Nice. And I want to thank Frank Lupo for coming down. And also Jay Gallagher.
Hey, are you closing the show right now?
No, okay. We're not. We're not going to close until we play your tune.
Oh, thank God.
Got you there.
Yeah, I've been having so much fun. I didn't want to be kicked out in the rain.
No. I just want to think before I forget.
Like a cake in the rain.
No. A cake in the rain. I never seen a cake in the rain.
Only in a song.
All right. So we're going to have... What are we going to play now?
Oh, we're going to play a good one. And by the way, all the songs that you just heard are available to download at jakegallagher.bandcamp.com. J-A-Y-K.
Nice.
Gallagher. This next song is pretty deep, bro.
Oh, shit.
This is called Corporation Choose Me. It's about how I want a corporation to choose me to represent it. Because you notice that everyone that is... rich, etc., it has been chosen by a corporation to be the face of them. For example, the Verizon guy, the guy that says, "Can you hear me now?" He's on every billboard, but he's not allowed to act in anything else for the rest of his life.
But he has $16 million right now in his bank account.
He has a check coming through every month, yeah, right?
But he has $16 million. I did the math earlier, man.
Because a corporation chose him, right?
Hey, Verizon, if you're listening to the show, please call me. I need to
choose him. And
I will settle for $5,000.
And you know, even music artists that are extremely successful, they've been chosen by a corporation, like Atlantic or Island or whatever. That person has to choose them and say, "I want to make this person the face of my company." Right?
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. So every person that's really successful music-wise has been chosen by a corporation to represent them in a way. So this song is me basically saying, "Fuck it." Yeah. Come and get it, corporation. Come and get it. Enslave me. I'm here. I'm ready. We moved to Los Angeles for a reason. Come and get it.
This section is brought to you by Miller High Life.
Sunrise over LA, at it again, never end. Y'all are lucky that you started as kids. You can feel the pain retreating as the headline is receding. The moment silence is dying to retrieve a funny feeling. Keep repeating, corporation own me. Put me as the face of public price coldly. You ain't got to force me to make the endorsement. Just show me the dotted line in the torches invested in the betterment of my gold at the expense of the lonely. I do the red baron just so I can be apparent. The merits of being an establishment parent is apparent. So let me have it, corporation, my stacks of mass, take a stab at it. Put me on your trapper keeper, cause I am a rapping beast. Put me on your lunchbox, cause I got the fun socks. Put me on jacuzzis, corporation choose me. Corporation choose me, corporation choose me. Put me on a spam can, cause I got the damn jams. Put me on your cereal, bitch, I am venereal. Put me in a movie, corporation choose me. Corporation choose me, corporation choose me. Los Angeles underground, show me where the hipsters at. Low end bass jam, give an ear a blister crack. Don't ask where the kick is when you're sure as hell can feel it. Give me money, let's make a deal it. Ghostwrite my webisode, tell me I'm the next to blow. Let my friends put more roaches down in pest control. Pushing for the backdrop ever since the rap start. Can't get my stack on till I sell a Pop-Tart. Tell you that I got guns, nah, I ain't got guns. Sold them for a cold one, sold them for some homespun. Sold them cause I'm already dead where my soul was. Used to be MTV, now internet scenery. But fuck saying dumb shit, open mic eagle me. Shout out to the red hat, alpha on the greenery. Kill it with the home prolific on the beat machine. Moved into the city where the ocean eats the wheat. Took a couple hot bars, spoke them in the street. Now tell me where the money is, focus isn't cheap. There's so many of us with flows that just kill. But corporation artists ain't chosen for skill. 40 years old at the peak of the game. Since Reagan was named, trickle down, yank they chain. Young kids on the cutting edge, goes to they fucking head. Corporation chose them, ain't nobody understand. Now they not at the top of their craft, but they popular rap seem
coming like they overnight. Though they might have put their soul in life into flowing tight. Though they ain't rocked the phone and mic for more than like 4 or 5 dorky guys. Now they signed and rep online events, signing shit for tiny kids. YouTube viral quick. These kids are succeeding. The question that I'm posing is, would they be where they is if not a corporation shows them? Looking at you, Burger King. Stop your freaking lurker in. Buy me out right now. Rent a center furnishing. Ain't saying swag. Beat boss says swingy. Gallagher Coyote is the floss gone king me. Martha Stewart interview. Kenny G fool with me. Green is a surname. Corporation choose me. Put me on the butt bench. Fuck a Rob butt fest. Put me on your downloads. Do it on the down low. Don't give a goddamn how you wanna use me. Corporation choose me. Corporation choose me. Ain't saying swag. Beat boss says swingy. Gallagher Coyote is the floss gone king me. Ain't saying swag. Beat boss says swingy. Gallagher Coyote is the floss gone king me. Wendy's was the best one. Diet Dr. Pepper. Vodafone Germany. Keep it cold forever. Most I don't remember. Jeep was in the summer. Chevrolet in August of 11 was a fun one. Subway, Venus Schnitzel, Insta was another. Charter Communications, I'll sell anything you tell me. Yellowpages.com, corporations sell me. Water was Vanessa Lee. Tuborg wasn't sexy. Jimmy John's was bullshit. Loved it like a bestie. Xbox sold it. Microsystems decked me. Gave me a laptop just for being friendly. Then I got my rock on PokerStars.com. List goes on till it gets amusing. Corporation choose me. Corporation choose me. Corporation choose me. Corporation choose me. Put me on your bus bench. Fuck a Rob bus fest. Put me on your downloads. Do it on the download. I don't give a goddamn how you wanna use me. Corporation choose me. Corporation choose me. Put me on your billboard, cause I got the skills more. Pay me with a Bentley, cause you never met me. Put me on a smoothie. Corporation choose me. 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 Ain't saying swag. Beat boss says swaggy. Gallagher Coyote is the floss gone king me. Ain't saying swag. Beat boss says swingy. Gallagher Coyote is the floss gone king me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me? Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah. Okay. That track is unreleased. It's not released yet. You got an exclusive this evening on Pinata Hour.
Oh, shit.
World premiere.
Yeah. We're in talks with a major L.A. underground hip-hop label to put out a small EP in the next few months that will feature that song. And then we're going to make a music video out of it. And that beat was made by Always Prolific. The whole upcoming project is with Always Prolific. He's from East Super, Hellfire Club. Very talented fellow and incredibly, incredibly prolific. He makes a billion beats with a billion people. Really talented guy. So just to save time, we're going to go into this next song. But just want to let you know what it is. This is just dropped from the EP I just dropped at the end of 2011 in December, which is available at jakegallagher.bandcamp.com. It's the Coyote and Hummingbird EP, because those are my two totem animals. And this song is called On Fire. It's made out of a track by it's made out of Bat for Lash's cover of Bruce Springsteen's On Fire. And we're going to shoot a music video for it on January 25th. This is a real touchy-feely song, so prepare to cry while you go to jakegallagher.com, J-A-Y-K-G-A-L-L-H.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead and cry all you want. This is Pinata Hour with Lee and Frank LaPaul on Mixes. We're going to go out with this song from Jay Gallagher. Thank you for calling, and thank you for your listening to our show.
I love you.
Te amo.
See you, everybody.
A song about you, turn it to you, girl. There's no human way how to tell.
capture your essence and lyrics, expressive words tame. Barely even catching my breath, the worst ways how I want you since the second I heard your name. And the unusual stress has commenced. Procure tames is my regular method. It blurs days for 3 seconds. I'm blessed with your presence. It sets in my chest the firm blaze to say I like you underestimates. Yes, it's just pure lame. I'm next to the best of the feminine sex. It's sure plain if my respect is in evidence to mine. My sure gaze and my fright. Well, I can write it tonight. It's our first date. This ain't the type of connection I'm letting spirit away. This ain't light, this is heavy, so I'm squirreling away. The time ain't right for the message in such an early display. The mic and I can show discretion till that dearness is made. I will invite you to confession, you can hear from the stage. Since I laid eyes on your red head, it is my world was ablaze. Escorting you by New York at a time for billboards that go by your admiring, obscured by the pain. The key club just went by on the sunset strip. I can't deny by my side is a permanent flame.
It's like someone took a
this song about you. My comfort in performing it for you is sort of doubtful. You might be in the house or in the back of the crowd, or I'm at your show when I clap when you bow. Who's imagining now? Thought I'd escape from your baby, your grave to bracket me down. It ain't happening now, but pure freedom is as sad as it sounds. The apron strings you done wrapped them around and smiled. I wanted my cake and I ate it entitled. Now I'm laying in my bed in the blackened amount. Where's my pack of them now? I wanted a racket and child, too apprehensive of your affections to interact in that style. I'd rather have you back than this absence of saddle without. I still got some of them pictures in which you happen to smile. You asked me to grow up, but I'm just an adult in size. I always wanted a girl that everyone else wanted to want me. I got it. I have a rider from one fire sign to his copy to years of solace. Thought that I wanted a partner, only to have a heart for the stop to it. Once she offered that she wanted it monogamous, there was a problem with it. The populace watching me positive comments. What would I want to go watch from all of it? All I want is massages in the calmest of August. A brought out a follower whose thoughts are the strongest. She honest and she called when she promised. Marched me to her apartment and installed my garments. After the carnage, we can lull in the darkness. So far from apartness. As I get back on the tool, I'm thinking of those that think I'm needy and go. And my sleeper can hold you and the ladies I like. Same mistake every night. You need to be so I'm keeping alone. I'm on fire for you though you moved on. You're not here. This fire's what's keeping me warm.
It's like someone took it.